It is a foggy 33 degrees in Richland Center at 8 o'clock.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Russia is accusing Ukraine of shooting down a military plane that was carrying Ukrainian prisoners of war. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with the latest.
Russia says a military transport plane that was carrying 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war has crashed in a Russian region near Ukraine. The governor of the Belgorod region says all those aboard were killed. A Russian state news agency, citing the ministry, is reporting the POWs were being transported to the border region for a prisoner exchange. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
She had a very bad night. That's what Donald Trump said about rival Nikki Haley after he easily won New Hampshire's GOP primary. The AP's Sagar Magani.
First Iowa and now New Hampshire.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Whoa.
Trump celebrating his win over Nikki Haley, who finished second despite investing significant time and money in New Hampshire. She's still resisting calls to drop out.
This race is far from over. There are dozens of states left to go.
To Trump, it sounded like a victory lap.
She didn't win, she lost.
And says Haley should follow Ron DeSantis, who ended his campaign after finishing second in Iowa.
She came in third and she's still hanging around.
Making clear his fury that Haley insists on staying in the race. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden won the Democratic primary in New Hampshire. If you've got a Ford Explorer, you may want to hear this. Ford is recalling some Explorer SUVs because a trim piece can fly off. Now, that's considered a danger for other drivers. These are Ford Explorers from model year 2011 through 2019. More layoffs. eBay is cutting about 1,000 jobs. This is AP News. Now to your taxes.
TurboTax is barred from advertising its services as free unless they are free for all customers or if eligibility is clearly disclosed. In an opinion and final order, the Federal Trade Commission ruled that TurboTax maker Intuit engaged in deceptive practices by running ads claiming consumers could file their taxes for free using TurboTax, when in fact many taxpayers did not qualify for such free offerings. In addition to prohibiting Intuit from marketing its products or services as free unless there's actually no cost for everyone, the FTC said Intuit must disclose what percentage of consumers are eligible and note if a majority of taxpayers do not qualify. Intuit said it had appealed the decision, which it called deeply flawed. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessarellc.com.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. One day, a four-year-old boy asked his father a question. Daddy, did they have a lot of snow at Christmas when you were little? Father replied, no, son, we didn't have any snow. Before the father could explain that he had grown up in West Africa, his little son piped up with, I know why, Daddy. It's because you are older than snow. When someone has a full head of white hair, we say that they have snow on the roof. That's a nice way of saying you're old. The dusting of snow on my roof reminds me that I'm getting up there in years. But then I'm reminded that Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born, and Moses was called to lead Israel out of Egypt when he was 80 years old. I was called out of retirement to come to Richland Center to be your pastor, and I have several friends in their senior years who are leading youth ministries in their churches. Believe me, God is on a mission to redeem a lost world to himself, and he chooses to use us, his chosen people, to accomplish his mission, even in our advanced years. Ask God how he wants to use you.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
When we talk about the Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery story, it starts with Jason and Miranda and Justin and Justine and their love of the community and the area. It's all about family and family farms. You can enjoy some delicious food there each and every time you go. You can stock up your freezers. You can stock up your pantry. Shop for salsa and ferments, also ice cream, cheese, milk, and butter. And check out the new apparel as well. You'd look good wearing an Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant t-shirt. Stop by and see them in Boscobel real soon for great food at Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant.
Hello, WRCO listeners. Kenny, the wannabe baker here. Not for sure what to do for lunch? Have no fear. Christie's is here. She offers fresh soups, homemade daily specials, and on Wednesdays she has Cornish pasties, and Thursdays are pulled pork tacos. Check out our Facebook page for our daily special post, or give us a call at 649-2253. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. Our first equipment consignment auction is this Friday at the Columbus Auction Yard. This auction features skid loaders, trucks, tractors, construction tools, trailers, and more. Our first equipment consignment auction this Friday at the Columbus Auction Yard. We have a farm toy auction next Tuesday, January 30th, at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This auction includes some hard-to-find toys and collectibles with pedal tractors, Roy Rogers toys, Big Buds, and tons more. A farm toy auction Tuesday, January 30th in Muscadet. Hey, the Hillsboro Equipment Consignment Auction is coming up in mid-February. We have tons of consignments already and more coming. Tractors, planting equipment, tillage equipment, trucks, trailers, and tons of farm equipment. This is a big auction and there's room for your equipment as well. Call now to consign your equipment to the Hillsboro Auction in mid-February. More info on all of these auctions at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Ernest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Court & Main's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Ernest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
Wiscode is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscode mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscode is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP so you're on the schedule for next spring. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscode cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Wachowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some mild, foggy, murky weather likely the next couple of days around here as moisture continues to work up from the south. This could even lead to some drizzle here and there today, and a good chance of drizzle coming in tonight, turning into some light rain tomorrow. Right now, it looks like we could see a tenth or maybe 0.2 inch of moisture through Thursday evening. Otherwise, temperatures will be running well above normal all the way into next week, at least about 10 or 12 degrees above normal, and possibly as much as 15 or 20 degrees above normal for a period later next week. So quite the thaw, to say the least.
As far as precipitation goes, after tomorrow, things are looking pretty sparse. It should be mainly a quiet pattern for several days after that. Our forecast now today includes a dense fog advisory until 9 o'clock this morning, so please travel carefully. Cloudy with fog, areas of drizzle possible by late morning. High temperature about 36, east wind up to 5. Fog and scattered drizzle tonight, low 32. Tomorrow, foggy and mild with occasional drizzle and light rain. Highs reaching the upper 30s with east winds close to 5 miles per hour. Thursday night, fog, drizzle, and light shower still possible. Low temperature 32 with light winds. Friday should bring mostly cloudy skies, rather mild, high at 40. Saturday, mostly cloudy and mild, low 29, high near 39 degrees. Saturday, maybe a few sunbreaks, low upper 20s with a high near 37. For Monday, little change. It should be dry and mild with partly to mostly cloudy skies. Low 24 with a high of 37. And Tuesday, partly or mostly cloudy. Low 26, the high 39 degrees. Small chance of light rain and snow showers coming in for Tuesday night. And that chance could last into next Wednesday as well. We have a chance of highs getting well into the 40s by next Thursday. Have yourself a great morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 33 with fog this morning. 35 was yesterday's high with a trace of precipitation. The morning low today, 33. The temperature has not moved since midnight. 59, the record high in 1981. January 24th of 1936, it was 24 below zero. Last year's high, 33, and the low, 27. Sunset will occur at 3 minutes after 5 this afternoon. Sunrise time tomorrow morning, 7:24. The air is calm, barometer at 30.15, a trace of precipitation this morning. And despite some very foggy conditions, everything went on. No delays or cancellations today. That dense fog advisory for our area will be lifted as of 9 this morning, although the fog may not be. It's really settled in. Currently in Richland Center, we're at 33 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Sports Time is sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a recap of sports last night on the high school scene, a local and area report as well, and details coming up on a Badger win last night, and decisions coming up for the Bucks.
Winter is the time to have your coolant checked, radiator flushed, get a tune-up, or put on a new set of tires. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in Richland Center is ready to help you have a safe vehicle to tackle this Wisconsin winter. They also thank all of their loyal customers for your patronage. Stop soon at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, or give them a call at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. There was plenty of wrestling action going on last night in Richland Center. Here's Bill Twining with more.
A good crowd was on hand Tuesday night at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse as four area wrestling teams squared off in a quadrangular. It was senior night and parents' night for the host Hornets, who hosted Ithaca Weston, Riverdale, and Hillsboro on a night that squads use to fine-tune for the upcoming tournament month of February. Five senior wrestlers were honored by Richland Center first-year coach Silas Coleman, Teague Perkins, Cole Brenninger, Emma Hady, Eli Muckler, and Michael Cavazzini. On the mat, Riverdale emerged as the Knights' overall winner and improved to 10-3 in dual meets for the season. The Chieftains defeated Ithaca Weston 48-22, Hillsboro 78-6, and Richland Center 52-30 as their fine season under coach Jeff Campbell continued. Sophomores Brody Meese and Grant Matthews led the way with three pins apiece, while Jordan Bobkamp, Lakota Brewer, Riley Wanick, and Caden Rennish contributed two wins each. The Chieftains have one dual meet remaining before the tournament trail begins, as they will host Darlington Blackhawk this Friday evening. Ithaca Weston won two of three matches at the Richland Center Quad on Tuesday evening and improved to 10-4 on the season. Ithaca Weston opened with that 48-22 loss to Riverdale before logging wins over Richland Center 51-30 and Hillsboro 57-9. Junior Nolan Waldner and sophomore Ethan Stoll led the way with three mat wins apiece. Meanwhile, Ashton Bennett, Logan Anderson, and Mac Neef each posted two wins on the evening. Next for coaches Troy Clary and Marcus McCauley are the Ridge and Valley Conference duels this Thursday evening. Host Richland Center went 1-2 in dual meets on Tuesday night, improving to 6-4 for the season. The Hornets opened with a 63-18 win over Hillsboro before falling to Ithaca Weston 51-30 and then to Riverdale 52-30. The seniors led the way on senior night as Teague Perkins and Emma Haiti each had two pins and three total victories, while Cole Brenninger and Eli Muckler logged falls in their only matches. The Hornets now rest until the annual All-SWAL-SWC Conference clash the first Saturday in February. And Hillsboro rounded out the Richland Center Quad on Tuesday, dropping all three duels despite quality efforts from upperweights Irvin Novacek and Ryan McCoy. The Tigers host New Lisbon in their season finale this Thursday evening. Repeating, Riverdale came out on top with a perfect 3-0 evening Tuesday night at the Richland Center Wrestling Quadrangular. Ithaca Weston took second place with a 2-1 mark. Richland Center was 1-2, and Hillsboro 0-3. For WRCO Sports and Phil Nee, I'm Bill Twining.
Thanks, Bill. Boys basketball last night, Highland was a winner over Riverdale 67-44. It was West Salem 72, Viroqua 57, Luther over Westby 61-54. Hillsboro beat New Lisbon 67-52. North Crawford over Kickapoo 64-49. Royal 59, Cashton 57. Waterloo was a winner against Wisconsin Heights 73-38. Brookwood 49, Wanewunk Center 39, and Aquinas beat Toma 69-47. In girls basketball, it was Ithaca getting the win against New Lisbon 53-35, and Fenimore beat Riverdale 56-54, Highland 50, Hillsboro 36, Kickapoo 68-29 over Seneca, Melrose Mindoro 51-23 over Viroqua, North Crawford 64, Lafarge Youth Initiative 49. It was Stoughton 72, Reedsburg 69, Wisconsin Dells beat Mauston 71-35, and Mount Horeb over Baraboo 65-24. Aquinas beat Toma 69-47. Church League volleyball last night. It was Richland Baptist Temple 1 topping Bethel Lutheran 2-1. And Hidden Valley Community 1 down to Avoca Bible Church 1, 2-0. Avoca Bible Church 3 had a bye. In the B division, Boscobel Assembly of God handed Beulah Wesleyan their first loss of the season, 2-0. The Mission topped Richland Baptist Temple 3, 2-0. Avoca Bible Church 2, downed Hidden Valley Community 2, 3-0. Church of the Nazarene 2, blanked Free Methodist 3-0. Richland Baptist Temple 4 defeated Grace Community 2, 2-1. And Richland Baptist Temple 2 downed Church of the Nazarene 1, 3-0. Grace Community 1 had a bye. Action continues on Tuesday night, January 30th, at the Community Center and the Richland Center Primary School. Games postponed from January 9th will be made up Tuesday night, February 6th. An updated schedule is posted on the league's website, rcchurchleague.com.
Richland Center Adult League basketball opened up on Sunday night. The games included the Herd 53-40 over 6-08. The Herd was led by Josh Johnson's 19, including 5 3-pointers. Eugene Ewing had 15. The 6-08 led by Cody Muller with 8 points. Hunter Schwingel with 7. In the 6:30 game, Subway of Richland Center 43-34 over the Termites. Aaron Wallace had 12 points. Nick Wiederholt 10. The Termites led by Ira Copper in all with 23, including 3 3-pointers. In the 7:30 game, Stanek Construction with 74-54, the win. It was Stanek's led by Ashley Thayer with 20, Noah Johnson with 15. For WCCU, Devin Schmitz had 15 points, and Connor Ellenson 13, including 3 3-pointers. On to the state scene, where the Bucks, with a big announcement yesterday, 43 games into the NBA season, the Bucks are looking for another head coach. Adrian Griffin was fired Tuesday despite a 30-13 start to the season. No reason for the move was given. One out-of-market report suggests Griffin had lost the team's veterans, like Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard. What was clear was that Milwaukee's defensive results weren't anything close to its recent history in league games. Assistant Joe Prunty is serving as interim head coach. Rumors are continuing to swirl. The Bucks are talking to legendary player and coach Doc Rivers. A pair of clutch free throws by forward Tyler Wall clinched Wisconsin's narrow 61-59 victory at Minnesota last night. So a big win for the Badgers as they dug deep. 16 from Wall, and A.J. Storr had 15 to go with a dozen rebounds. It was the seventh straight time UW men's team won a border battle game against its rival. Minnesota was hurt by a 5-for-13 performance at the free throw line. Wisconsin's record improves to 15-4 overall, 7-1 in conference play. For head coach Greg Gard, it was his 100th career head coaching win.
You know, I've had really good players and really good teams. That's how you get to this, and a phenomenal staff. You don't do it alone. My name goes with the number, but it's because I've had really good players along the way, and that result in having good teams, and obviously I got great people around me.
He talked a little bit more about last night and the win.
You know, you have to be able to win games when maybe you're not at your best. I think as you go through a season, just because the season's too long. So find different ways to win. And like I said, good teams always find when they're not quite clicking or in sync at their best on either end of the floor, they find a way to get it done. And that just tells you the fortitude and grit that this group has internally.
The Badgers 7-1 in conference play are set to host Michigan State on Friday night. Last night, second-rated Purdue was a winner 99-67 over Michigan. Elsewhere in baseball news, retired outfielder Ryan Braun will be honored by the Milwaukee Brewers. Braun will become the newest member of the team's Walk of Fame. He is the all-time home run leader for the franchise with 352 long balls over a 14-year career. Braun was the 2007 National League Rookie of the Year and the 2011 MVP. His name was already on the Wall of Honor, and he will be recognized for his contributions to the Brewers at a ceremony during the 2024 season. The Brewers evidently made a move. They've agreed to a $34 million two-year contract, filling the team's opening at first base. A person familiar with the move confirmed it to the Associated Press. It is pending a physical. Milwaukee won the National League Central last year with a 92-70 record before getting eliminated by Arizona in the wildcard series. The addition of Hoskins gives the Brewers another power bat for the middle of their lineup. They had Rowdy Tellez and Carlos Santana at first base in 2023, but they let go of Tellez after the season, and he signed with Pittsburgh in December. Santana remains a free agent. Some post-Packer cuts as they get ready for the bulk of the offseason. There are a few that are looking at free agency and the possibility of re-signing with the Packers or another team. Among them, John Runyon, who would like to keep playing in a long career.
That's kind of who I model myself after, of just a person who's just going to be out there every game. It doesn't really matter kind of the injuries or anything else that's lingering that's going on. I'm going to be out there for my teammates. I don't care if we're 2-5 or 5-2. I'm going to be out there battling, and I think I proved that this year.
When healthy, wide receiver Christian Watson is one of the Packers' most potent offensive weapons. When healthy, he has scored 14 touchdowns in 23 career NFL games. The problem is the time he has been sidelined. Watson and cornerback Eric Stokes will be assessed for problems with hamstring injuries at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Badgers Athletic Performance Director Brian Heiderscheidt is among a group of specialists nationwide who have received over $4 million in funding from the NFL to study those injuries. The league says hamstring problems account for 3/4 of all missed games. Christian Watson feels the team had more games in them this year, and they're looking forward to the future.
I mean, there's a lot of disappointment, frustration with how things ended. I think the kind of roller coaster year that we had, we were definitely on the high these past couple weeks, and we thought we really had a chance to get this one. So obviously ending like that is tough for us. But I mean, just to look back and appreciate where we were at and where we are now, I think we have a lot to be thankful for sure.
That's a look at sports this morning for WRCO. I'm Phil Nee.
Town and Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972, your big screen HD TV headquarters. Tri-State Basement Repair and Waterproofing is Southern Wisconsin's number one basement and crawl space waterproofing specialist. Visit tristatebasementrepair.com. Walsh's Ace is the helpful hardware place with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and much more.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. We do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
100.9 WRCO. I don't believe in any room for doubt when it comes to you and me. You know all about the way I feel inside. You know how hard I try, but that don't mean that I can't love a little stronger, dig a little deeper, go a little farther, anything to please you, girl. Tonight I'm gonna start all over, show you, girl, what's in my heart. Have just begun to show you that you mean everything to me. I still feel the need. Love a little stronger, dig a little deeper, go a little farther, anything to please you, girl. Stronger. Gonna love a little stronger.
Diamond Rio and WRCO. Country music news coming up in just a little bit. Also, trivia, our trivia question of the day in about 15 minutes. Here's Lainey Wilson. Good entertainment news today. Well, the latest weekend NFL action did pretty well, drew pretty well on the TV screens. The four divisional games drew an estimated 40.8 million viewers on television and digital platforms, the highest on record dating back to 1988. The viewer averaged a 7% increase over last year and a 5% jump from 2 years ago. Sunday night's game between the Chiefs and the Bills on CBS averaged a divisional round record of 50.39 million viewers, according to Nielsen. The previous mark was 48.52 in 2017. The game between the Cowboys and the Packers on Fox, it was the most watched program on any network since last year's Super Bowl. At one point during the fourth quarter, the Chiefs' 27-24 victory was averaging 26.25 million people. So the NFL continues to sell, and that's why the games kind of get pushed around and bumped around for the networks to decide where they go. Country music star Chris Young is in the news, not for the good reason. He's been arrested after allegedly assaulting a Tennessee Alcoholic Beverage Commission agent at a Nashville bar. Seems that Chris Young was visiting a bar in Nashville when compliance officers came in. He showed them his ID. They checked it with the ID app and then handed it back to him. Officers continued their compliance check, but the multi-platinum global entertainer began to follow them and question the agents. He evidently was getting his questions answered, but then followed him out the door as they headed to another bar. And things got a little bit dicey as agents attempted to walk toward the door. Young put his hands out to stop them from leaving the bar and actually struck one of the agents on the shoulder. And that's when it kind of broke loose a little bit. That's in the news today. Chris Young getting a little bit agitated, I guess. 8:35 on a Wednesday with WRCO.
The bluest skies don't seem so blue, and the stars seem to be a little dimmer too. Now that you're around, you put them all to shame. Let me break it down, 'cause what I'm trying to say is no one gets me like you when you kiss me. Girl, you rock me harder than some downtown band. I thought I knew what love was, but I didn't have a clue. I never found anything that makes me feel like I do about you. Got a whole new direction, it seems, these days. I used to rush off to work and get home late, but now I show up late and rush back home. My priorities are different, I can't leave you alone. No one gets me like you when you kiss me. Girl, you rock me harder than some downtown band. I thought I knew what love was, but I didn't have a clue. I never found anything that makes me feel like I do. If I'm thinking about you, just remember that no one gets me like you when you kiss me. Girl, you rock me harder than some downtown band. I thought I knew what love was, but I didn't have a clue. I never found anything that makes me feel like I do about you.
She introduced herself as Amy, said, "Call me Caroline for short." Said I just moved in three doors down, so I wouldn't be the girl next door. And I knew the shoes she wasn't wearing, I fit her just right. And she said, "Hey man, did you know somebody let the grass out in the yard all night?" She's unusually unusual. What's wonderful, oh, oh, yeah. She's unusually unusual, and that's beautiful to me. She had a tattoo above her ankle of a trident submarine. She said it symbolizes awesome powers hidden deep within our dreams. And her diamond eyes, different color, help me
cup of tea, but she just does it for me.
Lone Star, she's unusually unusual. Here on WRCO, 8:41 the time and 33 degrees. Coming up, our trivia question of the day.
The big snowball dance is almost here. Make it a night to remember with the help of your friendly hometown florist at Added Touch Floral and Gifts on Main Street, 647-2319. Added Touch Floral and Gifts is the place for a custom-designed wrist corsage or boutonniere. Get your order in today. Want to get rid of the winter blahs for your loved one? Brighten up your special someone's day with a beautiful floral arrangement from Added Touch Floral and Gifts, 647-2319.
The annual Making a Difference Awards will be held Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center, beginning at 6:30. Come and honor those individuals and organizations that make Richland County such a great place to live. You can find out more at richlandrejuvenates.org. Tickets are available at Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and at Ameriprise in Richland Center. The Making a Difference Awards, Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center. Well, it's fun working with my old buddy Bill Twining last night covering wrestling, and always good to have Bill around, except he got in the cheese balls. Looks like a big mouse got into our silo of cheese balls, but oh well, that's all right. Coming up, today's trivia question of the day on a Wednesday, it is sponsored by Walsh's Ace of Richland Center and Muscadet and Ace of Lacrosse. Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor.
Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. I am pleased to announce we are carrying a new line of smokeless fire pit called Brio. These pits are made out of stainless steel and are built tough. The X series line comes in three sizes, while the Y series comes in one size, and you can use firewood, charcoal, or pellets, and it's portable for camping in the Y series. And don't forget the great accessories that you can get to cook one of the best meals you've ever had. So stop in at our Richland Center store to see the Brio. And as always, we appreciate your business.
We have a sports trivia question today. Actually, it concerns the Milwaukee Bucks. Which Bucks coach holds the team record for best career winning percentage? Of course, they let go Adrian Griffin yesterday. He doesn't have enough games to qualify for that. But which Bucks coach holds the team record for best career winning percentage? Is it A, Larry Costello? Is it B, Don Nelson, C, Del Harris, or is it D, George Karl? 608-647-4155.
Rolling up, pay them right. It's a beautiful day. Hey! Kicking out summer.
We have found our winner. Congratulations to Ken Feed, the winning answer. He phoned in. Didn't actually need a phone. He's got a loud voice. But anyway, he came through the line with the right answer. Which Bucks coach holds the record for best career winning percentage? You should have went with the first one, Larry Costello. He was the coach for the Bucks from 1968 through early 1976, when he resigned and was replaced by Don Nelson, who would be the head coach for the Bucks for 11 seasons. So Larry Costello's winning percentage, 617. Nelly with a 477 percentage, and then George Karl III at 438. And all had some successes with the Bucks. Costello, of course, with the championship in 1971. He had the team that went on a record 20-game win streak. At one point, they were 66-16 during the 70-71 season. The Bucks won a league-best 50 games during the 73-74 regular season as well. So they had a lot of winning days there with the Big O, Oscar Robertson, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Bobby Dandridge as well, and some of those guys. Certainly Don Nelson had a lot of success too in the late 70s and through the 1980s. They were a very winning team. They never won the big chance. Well, I think they were in the finals. No, I don't think they were in the league finals. I'm looking back there. I remember in 83, one of their greatest things was they swept the Boston Celtics, and that's when Boston had their dream team. They swept them in a semifinal and then went on to lose to Philadelphia. So that may have been the Eastern Championship at that time. But that's as far as they got. They lost to Philadelphia. Would have been the winning days of Dr. J and his friends. But anyway, George Karl had some success too, but didn't do really well for the team as far as trading away some superstars. I think George Karl was the one responsible for getting rid of Ray Allen, right? For Gary Payton. Gary lasted like, what, a month and a half and then went in free agency, and Ray Allen went on to have a successful career. He did go on and win a championship as he moved around the NBA a couple of times. But anyway, nonetheless, way to go, Mr. T. He is the winner courtesy of Walsh's Ace. It is 11 minutes before 9. A lot of folks thinking Doc Rivers will be the next Bucks coach. I guess we will see.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend, so you make her laugh all night and then take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. Trying to play it cool, walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool, cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Gassed up truck sitting in the driveway. In the back there's a black and a pink suitcase. She can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in drive, and take her home. They fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You're trying to play it cool, walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool, cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Sometimes God draws life like a dream. Paints you a 7-pound, 5-ounce scene in a car seat creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms.
Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool, cause you can't wait for the down the road memories you're bound to make. And you will one day take her home.
Hard to give her all he thinks she wants. A three-car garage, her own credit cards. He pulls in late to wake her up with a kiss goodnight. If he could only read her mind, she'd say, buy me a rose, call me from work, open a door for me, what would it hurt? Show me you love me by the look in your eyes. These are the little things I need the most. Now the days have grown to years of feeling all alone. She can't help but wonder what she's doing wrong. 'Cause lately she'd try anything to turn his head. Would it make a difference if she'd say, buy me a rose, call me from work, open a door for me, what would it hurt? Show me you love me by the look in your eyes. These are the little things I need the most in my life. That he tries to show her the love that he holds inside. And the more that she gives, the more that he sees. This is a story of you and me. So I bought you a rose on the way home from work, to open the door to a heart that I hurt. I hope you notice this look in my eyes, 'cause I'm gonna make things right for the rest of your life.
Rest of your life.
And I'm gonna hold you tonight. Do all those little things for the rest of your life.
Kenny Rogers on WRCO and Buy Me a Rose. Well, we want to remind you today that Second Harvest Food Pantry in Gays Mills will be open at the old community building. That happens today from 2 until 3. And the Brewer Public Library is open for preschool story time on Thursdays. It is open to all young children. No registration is required. A Red Cross blood drive will be held tomorrow from noon until 5 at the Montfort Fire and Rescue Building. To make an appointment, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. Well, school is on time today, and that's a good thing. That means that we have guests in the studio from St. Mary's School, and we'll be talking to them coming up next hour on The Morning Show.
Jack makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music for kicking up dust in a taillight glow. Dry wood makes good fires. Good years make good swings. All that's all good, but for me, God makes 5 foot nine brown eyes and a sundress. Lust in the grow and a small town accent. Ain't no way that me and this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff. On me when I pull up in the gravel drive, the way she dances with the raindrops, like she's the reason why they fall from the sky. And I thank him every time I close my eyes. God makes 5 foot nine brown eyes and a sundress. Loves Tim McGraw and a small town accent. Loves Tim McGraw and a small town accent. Ain't no way to me in this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff. 5 foot nine brown eyes and a sundress. Loves Tim McGraw and a small town accent. Stuff. Yeah, God makes the good stuff. Yeah, God makes the good stuff.
Whoa. Happy trails to you until we meet again.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy.